Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is now one of the world's most famous political leaders. Yet before the Russian invasion in February, another Ukrainian politician was better known globally, at least to boxing fans. NPR's Greg Myrie has the story of Kyiv's mayor, also known as Dr. Iron Fists.
Remember that old expression, you can't fight City Hall? Well, you probably don't want to test it out in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, because the mayor's previous job title was
heavyweight champion of the world, Dr. Iron Fist, Vitaly Klitschko.
That's right. Vitaly Klitschko was the world heavyweight boxing champion, on and off, from 1999 to 2013. Now, he's fighting the Russians. Klitschko has been quick to the scene when Russian airstrikes slam into the capital, like this one in March that hit an apartment building.
They killed children, women, civilians. For what reason?
The Russians reached the outskirts of the capital early in the war and had just retreated when Klitschko spoke to NPR in April.
Kyiv is the largest city in East Europe. Right now, we guess half of population already left. Cities changed totally. This city have energy. So many people enjoy the spring sunshine. And right now, its city almost died.
Since the spring, Kyiv has largely returned to normal, while fighting rages on in the east and the south of Ukraine. Through it all, Klitschko has never stopped working from City Hall, a massive stone building in the center of Kyiv, surrounded by sandbags. He says he's left the city just twice since the war began. At age 51, Klitschko stands 6'7" and still looks to be around his fighting weight of 250. When he retired nearly a decade ago, he'd won 45 professional bouts, 41 by knockout, and lost only twice. In politics, he did lose his first bid for mayor, but won the post in 2014 and was easily reelected in 2020. He generally gets good marks from citizens, like Dmytro Belov.
Українському руководству і українській еліті не вистачає.
He's done a pretty good job, and I'm very thankful for what he's done so far.
Belov gives toy car rides to children at a park that Klitschko upgraded. The park, one of several renovated by the mayor, now has an elevated walkway with a commanding view overlooking the Dnipro River that bisects the city.
Yeah, these are beautiful parks. These are historical places, and they've been modernized, and they're so beautiful.
Still, not everyone is a fan of the mayor. Anya Hovenko was pushing her small child in a stroller through the park.
I think he's essentially a sportsman, and he should stick to sports. He's definitely not someone who's adept at governing. I'm not very sure he's very good at his job.
Ukraine is poor compared to most of Europe, and the war has delivered a crushing blow to the economy. Kyiv, however, is coping relatively well. The city's modern glass towers, mixed with stodgy apartment blocks from the Soviet period, and grand, ornate architectural gems that date to Tsarist-era Russia. Before the war, Klitschko presided over substantial new building, though some critics say he favored wealthy developers over ordinary Kyiv residents. Lubomir Maisev is with a group called Rating, a private polling organization.
His reputation has been someone who has greatly developed the city. There's plenty of luxury housing stock, of building condominiums and shopping malls, as opposed to public services that employ people.
One of Klitschko's strongest supporters is his younger brother, Vladimir, who also held multiple world heavyweight titles. At times, both Klitschko brothers held title belts from rival boxing associations, but they never settled it in the ring, keeping a promise to their mother that they'd never pummel each other the way they hammered most everyone else. Their mother is Russian, their father, Ukrainian. He was also a general in the Air Force of the Soviet Union. The brothers grew up on Soviet military bases in the 1970s and 80s. Given this background, the Klitschkos say they have nothing against the Russian people, but they're full-throated opponents of President Vladimir Putin's war. Here's the mayor at a deadly missile strike in June.
This senseless war. We have to do everything to stop this war because thousands and thousands of civilians died.
Mayor Klitschko says, if necessary, he's prepared to fight the Russians street to street. Greg Myrie, NPR News.